fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
Windy Mason was a likable old man, and though his given name was James B., he was known throughout the county as Windy. The nickname, of course, fitted him to a T, since he was given to long discourses on any subject whatsoever at the drop of a hat. And though Windy had no idea what might be called stretching the truth, nevertheless, there were times when he didn't hesitate to enhance his stories with a great deal of imaginative elaboration. When others were not around to listen, Windy gave forth with just as much effervescence to his young grandson, Tad, whose nods of approval punctuated many exaggerated statements, which the youngster sometimes understood little or not at all. One bright, warm morning, Windy and 10-year-old Tad were driving to town in the buckboard. Windy, as usual, was giving forth with words of doubtful wisdom.
Hey, take that young fella Fremont, for instance. Him and another fella tried to bust a trail through to California, but had to give up. Was Fremont discouraged? Was he?
I don't know. Was he, Gramps?
Glad you asked me that, son. No, sir, he wasn't. He went right back to Washington and stirred things up till he let him try again. And he made it, by Jiminy. Even if he did almost get himself killed doing it.
Golly. Did you ever see an outlaw, Gramps?
Did I ever see an outlaw? Oh, well, now you've come to the right person with that one, sonny. Well, I've not only seen him, but I've helped track him down and put him behind bars. Yes, sir. Yes, I recollect the time one of the meanest, biggest, most orneliest owl hoots that ever hit the trail had the whole territory shaking in their boots.
Gosh.
Yep. Bit more breeze than I thought. As I was saying, Tad, that outlaw really had him in an uproar around these parts. He come whipping down from up the Red River Valley way, robbing and killing right and left, with no one able to stop him.
Oh, golly.
Kind of scares you, huh? Yeah, well, even the sheriff right here in Bastrop was feeling a bit discombobulated.
What's that mean?
That's college word, meaning scared. Fact is, I made it up for him. Well, like I started to say, even the sheriff was upset. So he come riding out to see me about the matter. Of course, I didn't have the rheumatism then like I have now. The sheriff, he says, Windy, he says, Windy, I know you're a busy man, but I also know you're a brave one. I need your help, he says.
Gee, what did you say?
inquest. What do you think I said? I spoke right up and said, sure enough, Sheriff, I'm ready, whatever it is. Then he says, Windy, or he called me Windy, it's that outlaw from Red River. I don't want to send for the army less than I have to, so I'll come to you. You help me to track him down.
Why didn't he send for that masked man teacher told us about? The Lone Ranger.
Dagnabbit, sonny, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's just what I said to the sheriff.
You mean you know the Lone Ranger, Gramps?
I'm not saying that I do, and I'm not saying that I don't. You can think any way you please about that. Wouldn't do for me to go boasting about it and have every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's got trouble come asking me where to find that masked man.
Oh, you can't fool me, though, Gramps. I bet if you needed him, he'd come to you because you helped him catch that big outlaw.
See here, Chad, I didn't exactly say that, but I... Well, like I said, you can think what you please. Get along there.
When teacher told us about the Lone Ranger, she said he carried bullets of real silver. She met a man once named Thunder Martin, and he had one of the bullets. The Lone Ranger gave it to him because they were friends. Didn't he ever give you one, Gramps?
Well, now, as I recollect, Chad... Jumping. Gee, Horsifat, somebody's shooting real bullets at us.
Gramps, look. Two men with their faces covered are following us.
A couple of owl hoots, that's what. I'll whip up the horses and try it. Ow! Yeah, second thought, guess I'd better stop. Now, don't be scared, Tad. Just sit still. Don't be jumping around now.
I'm not scared, Gramps. And I am sitting still. You're the one who's shaking the seat like that.
Oh, huh? Hold it.
Just sit quiet, mister. Don't make a move towards your gun. You're covered.
My gun? Oh, never thought of that. What do you want? We don't have anything worth taking, stranger.
Oh, no? Unhitch one of their horses, Joe.
Yeah. All right, Blighty.
Now, wait a minute there. You can't take one of those horses.
Come on.
Anyway, how do we get the buckboard to town with only one horse left?
It's your lookout, Grandpa.
Hey, outlaw. You'll be sorry you stole one of Graham's horses. He'll get his friend, the Lone Ranger, after you.
I never heard of him, so shut up,
kid. You better keep quiet, Tad.
Hurry it up, Joe.
I got him unhitched, Blackie, ready to hit the trail.
What do you want to take my horse for, when you already got two of your own?
You must know. A friend of mine lost his. Broke a leg in a getaway. That nag of yours will do till we sight a better one.
Let's get going, Blackie.
Let me give you a fair warning, mister. If you get caught, you'll hang for stealing a man's horse. Why, I recollect...
What man are you talking about, old timer?
Why, you...
Gramps has helped catch lots of outlaws like you, haven't you, Gramps? And I bet if you didn't have that gun pointed at him now, he'd draw real fast.
Yeah. I holstered my gun just to give that Gramps of yours a chance.
Grab your gun, Gramps. Get the drop on
him. Sure. Fact is, no use having gunplay right in front of a youngin' like you, Tad.
Steady, boy. Look me up sometime, Sitting Bull. I'll be looking for you. Get out, boy. Get
Gramps, why did
you... Son, I had a cramp in my hand just at the minute. But, I'll show him, sonny, right now. Dagnabbit, catch on to my belt. As soon as I can get it. There. Now I'll show him. What's the use? Too far away now. Come along, son. We'll have to fix it somehow so's the only horse they left us can pull this buckboard into town.
It was early afternoon of that same day when Tonto, Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, reined up at the camp they shared together in the hills outside of the town of Bastrop, Texas.
Oh, scout. Oh, fella. Oh, fella. Oh.
What's new in town, Tonto?
Me hear a holdup, Kemosabe.
Holdup? Where? When?
It happened this morning on North Trail, a few miles from town.
Just what did you hear about it?
Let me tell you. Me go to general store. Me waiting. Plenty people in store.
That's because it's Saturday.
Me standing back a store waiting. Door open, an old feller come in all excited.
Oh, who was he?
Him feller named Windy Mason. Him old, talk big. Him say outlaw stop him and grandson.
I see.
Sheriff and men not believe story. Go outside and ask boy. Me follow.
Did the boy say they were held up?
Boy tell same story. Two outlaw hold up old fella and boy. Them steal one horse.
I see. Did they give a description of the outlaws?
Both say one outlaw, called Blackie, him have heavy eyebrows, a big man. Other have light hair. Both wear handkerchiefs over faces.
An outlaw, Blackie Miller, and two partners held up a bank in Austin, up the river north of here.
Isn't that right?
It ties in, since they stole that horse for a third man. Blackie Miller and his men must be hiding out in this vicinity.
Not what me think, Kemosabe. Boy say something funny.
Oh? What was that?
Well, him tell sheriff his grandpa, Windy, no Lone Ranger. Help Lone Ranger catch outlaws once. Crowd all laugh at Windy. Me feel heap sorry for old feller.
Well, he's probably a lonely old man and talks just to get attention. I doubt if he meant others to find out what he told the boy about knowing me. Of course, I've never met him.
Me know that. Sheriff and posse hunt for outlaws.
I see. Do you know where the old man Windy lives, Tonto?
Me hear him say him live on North Trail, a few miles from town. Live on small farm with grandson.
Must hurt the boy to have people laugh at his grandfather like that.
Him about ready to cry. Me feel sorry. Him named Tad, him nice young feller, about 10 summers old.
After supper, Tonto, we'll ride to town to find out if the posse caught the outlaws. Then we'll pay a visit to Tad and his grandfather.
That evening, the Lone Ranger waited in the shadows on the outskirts of town while Tonto went to find out what had happened. In a short time, Tonto returned.
Come over here, Tonto.
And me go to cafe, hear him talk. Men say posse come back, not find outlaws, Kemosabe.
I see. It's a clear night, Tonto, with a bright moon. Perhaps we could pick up...
Posse wait till morning to go out again. Maybe it's too late then.
That's what I think. Now that Blackie has that horse he stole, there's nothing to keep those outlaws from hitting the trail. Now, here, Silver. We'll ride out to Windy's place first. Then we'll see if we can cut sign on Blackie and his men. Easy, Silver. Steady, be quiet.
Windy has a prize coming.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Windy Mason sat in the small living room of his farmhouse staring at the floor. The loss of one of his two horses meant a lot to him, but what hurt him even more was the thought that he had been ridiculed in the presence of his grandson. The boy was all Windy had, and his love and respect meant everything to the old man. For some time, Tad had sat watching Windy. Then, crossing over to his grandfather, the boy stood before him and spoke.
Gramps, are you asleep?
Huh? Oh, no. No, son, I was just thinking. That's all, just thinking.
Gramps, why did all those people laugh when I told them you knew the Lone Ranger? Why did they, Gramps?
Well, Tad, boy, I didn't really say that. Wonder who that can be. Let's go see, son.
Hello, Windy.
What? Jumping catfish, another outlaw.
Hold on, Windy. Guess you don't recognize me in this dim light. Here.
Well, what's that?
Gramps. Gramps, it's a silver bullet. It's him. Gramps, your friend, the Lone Ranger.
Uh-oh. This does it. This is about all I can take.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. As Windy Mason stood at the open door facing the Lone Ranger and realized what Tad had said, he was filled with dismay. He felt that this would alienate his grandson from his affections for all time, and he shivered as he waited for the denouncement that was sure to come from the masked man. Then the Lone Ranger spoke.
Well, aren't you going to invite me in, Windy? This is no way to treat an old friend.
Old friend? Well, come in. Come in.
Thanks.
I guess you come to give me a...
I came to ask you and Tad about the holdup, Windy, and to ask your help in trailing those outlaws.
Ask my help, you say?
Well, you've never refused me before, Windy. How have you?
Well, as to that, can't say that I have.
Oh, golly, Gramps. Those people in town won't laugh at you again, I bet you. May I keep the silver bullet? May I, sir?
Why, of course, Tad. I've never thought to give Windy one before.
Gosh, are you going to help him catch those outlaws, Gramps? Are you?
Well, now, I'm not as young as I used to be, mister.
If Tad will excuse us, Windy, let's step outside for a few moments. You can give me the facts about the holdup. Then we'll discuss a plan I have for capturing the outlaw.
A short time later, Windy, his eyes shining and a smile on his face, entered the house.
Yes, there they go, Tad. The Lone Ranger and his Indian friend, Tonto.
Then you're going to help him, Gramps, are you?
Yep, I sure am, sonny. That masked man's about the smartest army I ever knew. I ever hope to know. If we got it all planned out.
Well, what are you going to do?
That'd be telling, Tad. Look, son, I'm taking you over to the next farm to stay a while. Then I gotta do my part of the plan to help my friend, the Lone Ranger.
About an hour later, the crowd in the cafe looked up as Windy Mason entered.
Hey, boys, look who's here.
Well, hi there, Windy. You catch the outlaws yet?
Did you send for that masked friend of yours?
Yes,
well, maybe I did. Then again, maybe I didn't.
Yeah, do you hear that, boys? The posse won't have to go out to cut sign on those outlaws. Windy and his friend, the Lone Ranger, round them up first. We thought you'd be home crying over that horse you lost today, Windy. Didn't expect to see you here tonight.
Well, come to think on it, it could have been worse. Good thing them outlaws didn't stop me on the way back home. And I really would have lost plenty.
What do you mean?
Well, I might have lost every cent I had saved up in the bank. That's what.
You mean to say you drew out all your savings and took it out to your farm? In that case, you ought to be home right now gardening.
Oh, nobody'd find it in 100 years. I got a secret hiding place out there where I keep things like that. Unless I was there to tell them, nobody'd ever find it. Well, I guess I gotta get back home.
Well, don't rush off, Windy. You got all night to trail them outlaws.
Sure. Have a drink, Windy.
No, gotta get going. It's almost my bedtime, anyhow. So long, everybody.
So long, Windy.
And the next time I see you, I'll prove I know the Lone Ranger.
Tonto, who had witnessed Windy's arrival in the cafe and had heard the conversation, left through the back door and joined the Lone Ranger at the edge of town. A short time later...
Get up!
That Windy on way home.
Yes. Now we'll see if anyone follows him.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto waited patiently for about 5 minutes. Then Tonto spoke.
Maybe none of outlaws in cafe, Kemosabe.
That's right. If anyone was going to follow Windy, he'd have come along by now. My idea doesn't seem to be so good after all.
What we do now?
We'll ride out and tell Windy our plan failed, Tonto. Then we'll try to cut sign on Blackie Miller and his partners. Easy, steady, big fellow.
Get him up, Scout!
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode away, a figure stepped out of the shadows nearby and stood for a moment watching. Then he turned and ran toward the cafe. A moment later, he reached the cafe and burst in excitedly.
Hey, listen, everybody.
What's all the excitement, Tad?
Well, when Windy told about the money he had at home, I saw an Indian sneak out the back door there. I followed him, and saw me the masked guy hooed out at the edge of town. We better get the sheriff and form a posse. Then we can ride out there and catch him red-handed. Let's go to the sheriff's office right now.
Unknown to Tonto and the Lone Ranger, another man had left the cafe right after Windy, and mounting his horse had ridden from town in the opposite direction. It was Joe, the outlaw who had been with Blackie Miller earlier that day. Circling around the town, he rode about a mile or so to a hideout shack not far from Windy's farm.
Oh, hold there. Oh, boy. Oh.
Egypt. Hey, Blackie. I heard something that'll interest you in Red.
Yeah? What'd you hear?
Is the posse going out again tonight?
No, it isn't there. Blackie, that old codger we took the horse from was in the cafe a short time ago. Seems he took a lot of money home with him from the bank this afternoon.
Is the old timer still in town?
No, that's just it. He's just about had time to get home. According to what he said, he has a hiding place at home that only he knows about.
Oh, come on. We'll make him show us where he's got that money hidden. Now, let's get over there right away. Then we can hit the trail at dawn.
A short time later, Windy Mason entered his house and sat down to await results. Windy was filled with confidence and even a certain amount of bravery because he thought the Lone Ranger and Tonto were hurrying out to be on hand for whatever might happen. What Windy didn't know was that thinking their plan had fallen through, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion felt no need to hurry. Windy never batted an eye when the door slammed open and the three outlaws entered.
All right, old timer. Don't make a move.
Just as you say, mister. Just as you say. What you after me for this time?
Oh, the old coot suddenly got a little bit of nerve, Blackie.
No use even drawing a gun on that old hombre, Blackie.
Don't recollect seeing you before, young fella. Seems the whole countryside's a-crawling with outlaws these days. I reckon in all the time I've been living out
here... Shut up. Get up and get that money you got hid around here.
Oh, so that's what sprung you here, huh? Heard about the money. Well, my rheumatiz hurting kind of bad tonight. If and you want the money, you get it yourself. It's right in that corner over there, under a loose floorboard. Just move that chair a trifle and you'll see it.
Why, you, I...
Come along, Blackie. Let's go pull up the floorboard.
All right. But if the money isn't there, Grandpa, I'll put a slug in it.
Move that chair, Ed, and we'll see about the loose board.
Right. Hey, there's a loose board, all right.
As the three outlaws were intent on lifting the floorboard, Windy, remembering that the Lone Ranger had said he and Tonto would be right outside the window, drew his gun from its holster and, holding it in both hands, spoke sharply.
Now, you doggone crooks, I got you all covered. Right outside that window are two men holding six guns. If you make one move, I'll blast away, and so will they.
Did you hear what he said?
The old fool's bluffing.
Wait, Blackie. Maybe there is a couple of hombres out there.
You can just bet your boots there is, mister. We planned this whole thing, knowing one of you might be hanging around town.
Planned it, you see?
Yep. They was waiting at the edge of town to find out if and one of you was trailing me. As soon as they saw one of you was, they come along right behind so as he could be outside that window.
Wait a minute, Blackie. If the hombres he's talking about were going to wait till they saw one of us trailing this old coyote, then they're waiting yet. I didn't follow him out of town. I rode out the other way.
What's that you say? You didn't ride out of town behind me?
No. Are you sure those hombres are outside the window?
Well, I... Sure, I... Glory be to Moses.
You almost had us believing it for a minute. Now put down that gun.
No, sir. I'm not going to do it. Get back or I'll shoot you. Get back.
Grab his gun, Blackie, and whack him over the head with it. Oh, look at him shake.
I warned you.
Why, you crazy old mutt. You almost slugged me.
I'll fix him.
No, no.
Drop those guns. Drop them.
And I'll hold. Get him. Oh, my shoulder.
Hey, Joe, we better... Hey, look behind him.
I got you covered, masked man. I got a posse with me. Get in with the others.
Oh, wait a minute, Sheriff.
Get in there. This gun in your back might go off. Here's an Indian we picked up, too.
Looks like we got here just in time to catch the whole gang red-handed. Too late to save poor Windy.
I'm not an outlaw. That Indian Tonto and I were...
We saw you in here with the rest of them.
Sure. The Indian was to meet us here. The masked man come in, saw the old man aiming at me, so the masked man killed him.
That's a lie.
Let's take them all into town. We got the goods on him.
I shot at that red-headed man. You can see he's wounded.
That's where the old man's bullet hit him.
Well, that's not true. Me see through window.
Keep quiet, you.
We caught you all cold. Poor Windy. We'll have to.
I'll bet you wouldn't cry. But if you weren't 3-1.
Hey, look at Windy. He's not dead.
Sheriff, when did you get here?
Easy, Windy. We'll get a doc for you.
Wait. Let's see. Oh, I don't reckon I need a doc. Sheriff, I kind of fainted when that gun went off. My own gun, I mean.
What?
Guess I'm kind of scary these days. Help me get on to my feet.
Yeah, Blackie.
I must have missed him as he fell.
Gosh, Wendy. We thought you were dead.
Not yet, I'm not. Sure you got here in time after all. I knew you'd come.
You knew I'd...
No, not you. Him. The masked man.
What? Well, he's with the gang. Him and that Indian.
You mean he caught the gang, I bet.
They were here when we sneaked up on them.
Sure they was. And I bet they had the drop on them 3 outlaws, too. That masked man is my friend. So's the Indian.
Now will you believe us, Sheriff?
Well, now, if Windy says so, then guess we owe you an apology, stranger.
That's all right. But I'm glad my friend Windy faints easily. You can take charge now. Come along, Tonto. Adios, Windy.
Bye. Adios. Thanks for what you've done.
Windy stood up to those crooks, Sheriff. He's really responsible for their capture. Adios.
Well, what do you know? Who is that hombre, Windy?
Who? Him? Like I was telling you today, he's my friend, the Lone Ranger. Yes, sir? He and I tricked these armies into coming here tonight.
Well, that takes the cake. Wait till your grandson hears about this. You'll be a hero to him, Windy.
He already knows about the Lone Ranger, but I'll let you men tell him the rest. The Lone Ranger, he says to me, he says, Windy, talking's no good, unless you got something to back it up. So from now on, somebody else can talk. Of course, what happened tonight reminds me of a time...
What were you going to say, Wendy?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Now or in the future. So help me.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.